Title: Enabling the Full Scope of Claims in View of the Supreme Court's Decision in Amgen. Content: In Baxalta Incorporated versus Genentech, Inc. 2022-1461, Federal CIR September 20, 2023. This case addresses the enablement requirement in view of the Supreme Court's recent decision in Amgen Incorporated v. Sanofi, 598 U.S. 594, 2023. Background: Baxalta Incorporated and Baxalta GmbH, collectively Baxalta, sued Genentech Incorporated, Genentech, for infringement of U.S. Pat. Number 7033590, the 590 patent. The asserted claims of the 590 patent are drawn to antibodies, or antibody derivatives, for treating hemophilia. Representative of the asserted claims, independent claim 1 of the 590 patent recites, A. An isolated antibody or antibody fragment thereof that binds factor IX or factor IXA and increases the procoagulant activity of factor IXA, on remand. The district court granted summary judgment for Genentech based on a finding that the asserted claims of the 590 patent were invalid for lack of enablement. Baxalta appealed, issued: Did the specification of the 590 patent enable the full scope of the claimed antibodies without undue experimentation? Holding: the specification of the 590 patent did not enable the full scope of the claimed antibodies without undue experimentation because, 1. Here are millions of potential candidate antibodies covered by the asserted claims, but the written description discloses the amino acid sequences for only 11 antibodies with the two claimed functions, and 2. Any roadmap contained in the specification of the 590 patent to make or use undisclosed antibodies simply directs skilled artisans to engage in the same iterative trial and error process the inventors followed to discover the 11 antibodies they elected to disclose, which the Supreme Court previously held to be insufficient to satisfy the enablement requirement in Amgen Incorporated v. Sanofi, 598 U.S. 594, 2023. Reasoning: the Federal Circuit based its enablement analysis on the recent Supreme Court decision in Amgen. In Amgen, the asserted patents claimed all antibodies that, 1. Bind to specific amino acid residues on a protein known as PCSK9, and, 2. Block PCSK9 from binding to LDL receptors. The Federal Circuit noted that similar to the 590 patent, the full scope of the claims, in Amgen, covered potentially millions of antibodies, but the specification only disclosed the amino acid sequences of 26 antibodies that performed the two claimed functions. The specification in Amgen included a roadmap that skilled artisans could follow to make and use undisclosed antibodies. The specification in Amgen also indicated that skilled artisans could employ a technique known as conservative substitution to make and use undisclosed antibodies. The Supreme Court held that Amgen's roadmap and the disclosed conservative substitution methods amount, ed, to little more than two research assignments and failed to enable the full scope of the claims. Amgen, at 612-15. Namely, the Supreme Court reasoned that Amgen's roadmap merely describes step-by-step Amgen's own trial-and-error method for finding functional antibodies, calling on scientists to create a wide range of candidate antibodies and then screen each to see which practice the claims. ID. At 614. Relatedly, the Supreme Court found the conservative substitution method simply requires scientists to make substitutions to the amino acid sequences of antibodies known to work and then test the resulting antibodies to see if they do too. An uncertain prospect given the state-of-the-art ID. The Federal Circuit found the facts from this case materially indistinguishable from those in Amgen. Namely, the Federal Circuit found that, J. UST, like the roadmap rejected by the Supreme Court in Amgen, the 590 patent's roadmap simply directs skilled artisans to engage in the same iterative, trial-and-error process the inventors followed to discover the 11 antibodies they elected to disclose. Addressing the Supreme Court's suggestion in Amgen that methods like a roadmap or conservative substitution might be sufficient for enablement where a patent discloses a quality common to every functional embodiment, the Federal Circuit further noted that the 590 patent included no such disclosures that would allow a skilled artisan to predict which antibodies will perform the claimed functions. Instead, the Federal Circuit found that, t, he only guidance the patent provide.